Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the bayou today. We are going to southwest Louisiana, Acadiana. This is the land of crawfish boils, Zydeco music, and arguably the most intense personality in the United States Congress. We are profiling Republican Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana's 3rd District.
Stephen, usually when we introduce a congressman, we talk about their law degree or their time on the city council. With Clay Higgins, we have to talk about his previous life as an internet celebrity. Before he was Congressman Higgins, he was the Cajun John Wayne. He was a captain and the public information officer for the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office. And he started making these Crime Stoppers videos that were, well, they were cinematic.
They were terrifying. I remember watching them. He wouldn't just say, "We are looking for a suspect." He would look right into the lens in full SWAT gear and say things like, "Son, we are going to hunt you. You can't hide from the light of justice. Pack a lunch because it's going to be a long day." It was part sermon, part action movie. The internet went absolutely wild for it. He got millions of views. It made him a folk hero in Louisiana because he sounded like the ultimate tough-on-crime sheriff.
But that fame actually led to the end of his police career. In 2016, he made a video about a local gang called the Gremlins. He called them animals and heathens. The ACLU and some local leaders said he went too far, that it was dehumanizing. His sheriff told him to tone it down. Higgins refused. He famously stood on the steps of the courthouse, resigned his commission, and said, "I will not kneel." That phrase, "I will not kneel," became his campaign slogan. He ran for Congress, basically on the momentum of that resignation speech, and he crushed it.
So he gets to Washington, and he doesn't change his style at all. He treats a congressional hearing like an interrogation room.
Exactly. He is currently on the House Oversight Committee, and he chairs the Subcommittee on Federal Law Enforcement. When he questions a witness, whether it's the FBI director or a tech CEO, he speaks in these very cryptic, heavy metaphors. He talks about ghost buses and deep state conspiracies. He is extremely suspicious of federal power, which is ironic because he was a federal agent. He served as a military police officer in the Army. But he views the current federal bureaucracy as weaponized against conservatives. If you see a clip of Clay Higgins on Twitter, it's usually him telling a witness they are, quote, in deep trouble.
But we have to look past the viral moments to the district itself, because LA-03 is economically massive.
It is the, quote, Saudi Arabia of natural gas. We are talking about Cameron Parish, Lake Charles, and Lafayette. This region is home to the largest liquefied natural gas, or LNG, export terminals in the Western Hemisphere. Companies like Venture Global and Commonwealth LNG have built multi-billion dollar facilities here to freeze gas and put it on ships. Higgins is their biggest champion. He views every ship leaving Cameron Parish as a weapon against Vladimir Putin. He successfully pushed the Trump administration to approve the CP2 terminal, which was a huge legislative win. He argues that if you ban these exports, you are just handing the energy market to Russia and Iran.
And the culture there is so distinct. It's not just the South. It's Acadiana.
Oh, it's its own world. You have people who still speak Cajun French. You have the rice and crawfish farmers. Often on the same land, they rotate the crops. The food culture is legendary. But it is also a region that gets battered by hurricanes. Hurricane Laura, Hurricane Ida. These storms devastated Lake Charles. So Higgins spends a huge amount of time fighting for dredging and Army Corps of Engineers projects. He wants to deepen the channels so the energy ships can get out, but also build up the coast to stop the storm surge. It's a constant battle against nature.
He recently made a big move by leaving the Homeland Security Committee. Why did he do that?
That was a shocker. In August 2025, he voluntarily withdrew from the committee. He basically said the new Republican leadership on the committee wasn't conservative enough for him. He wanted a harder line on border enforcement and impeachment. It's classic Higgins. If he feels the principles are being compromised, he walks away. He'd rather be a lone wolf on the oversight committee than go along to get along on Homeland Security.
He is the Cajun John Wayne who refuses to be directed.
And frankly, his constituents love him for it. They didn't send a diplomat to Washington. They sent an enforcer.
That is our profile for Louisiana's 3rd. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.